Politico assigns Cheyenne Daniels, reporter who called Trump a demagogue, to cover the White House. By Amy Furr on September 30, 2025. A reporter who called President Donald Trump a demagogue in 2020 now covers his presidency for Politico. When Cheyenne Daniels was a master's student at Northwestern University in 2020, she said she cried when Trump became president the first time. The Washington Free Beacon's Colin Anderson reported on Monday. At the time, the young woman believed the next few years would bring terrible things following Trump's initial victory, according to the report. She now works for Politico as a breaking news reporter. The Beacon article detailed her career, stating she previously worked as a race and politics reporter for The Hill. The outlet continued. Her reporting is now largely focused on the White House, the subject of several of her posts on social media. On November 7, 2020, the day the Associated Press called the presidential election for Joe Biden, Daniels tweeted, 4 years ago, I cried when I realized Donald Trump had been elected, knowing horrible things were to come. Now, I'm in my apartment in D.C., hearing people cheering in the streets screaming that he has been defeated, and I'm crying once again. But for a very different reason. In the following days, Daniels wrote that Trump lost but received over 70 million votes. She then claimed that some of those voters were people who felt, like their demagogue, that my life as a black woman doesn't matter, that I shouldn't exist, I threaten the purity of white power. Anderson pointed out, the posts raise questions about Politico's decision to hire Daniels for a role that, at least for the next 3 years, revolves around coverage of the Trump White House and, ostensibly, requires neutrality. Not long after Trump won the 2024 presidential election, White House reporters were already exhausted with his second term even before it began, members of the press corps whined to Vanity Fair. In 2016, many leftists expressed shock that Trump had won the election. One group taken aback by his win was Black Lives Matter, BLM. The group's shock, anger, fear, and defiance on social media demonstrated the radical leftists behind the Black Lives Matter movement view the election as a setback but far from the end of their work in dividing the country, according to Breitbart News. Numerous celebrities also had meltdowns when Trump won in 2016, and his historic victory in the 2024 presidential election brought another wave of outraged leftists. In February, Breitbart News reported that opponents of President Donald Trump are suffering severe health issues after his November victory, according to Dr. Glenn Burnett, an internist from Wyoming. Burnett said he advises his patients to turn off computers and televisions to restore their mental health.